WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number two here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And if you're going to take dad out for something to eat on Father's Day, well, D's Hot Dogs isn't a bad idea, right? Dads love hot dogs. And I'll tell you something else, too. And D's won't mind me mentioning this because despite what people out there want to think, there's no rivalry between D's Hot Dogs and Gary's Best. So I know people want to play that up. They want it to be like the New Bedford version of Fall River's Marcucci's versus Marzilli's, where people are in their specific camps, but there's no rivalry there. So with that in mind, I will also say that if you are going to go to D's with Dad for Father's Day, also swing by Gary's Best, because Gary's Best is going to be putting out some freebies for people, including one of their, you know, I got one on Mother's Day when they put them out, one of their nice polo shirts with a Gary's Best logo. They've got shirts and keychains and frisbees and other things they're going to put out on Sunday. So stop by both, right? It's like that meme says, why not both? So I know that we had a conversation about that. D's does not want there to be, there is no rivalry. They do not want people to think that there is. There's plenty of hot dogs for everybody to enjoy. And we've got new hot dog places popping up too, so try them all. In fact, Gazelle may have a story about that at WBSM.com over the weekend. It's on fun107.com now. But speaking of stories that are up there, I do want to get into another story regarding schools that actually Gazelle wrote yesterday. We were talking about the new cell phone policy for New Bedford High, that starting in the fall, the high school and the three middle schools, students will be required to put their phones in yonder pouches every day. But we're going to talk about another thing that happened in Westport yesterday that has some parents kind of riled up. Before I do that, I just want to let you know about a story too. Maybe you're a Bird fan, you know, maybe not Larry Bird or Sue Bird, but maybe you are a, I am trying to think of the, is it you like birds and you keep birds as pets, and maybe you have experience with large birds, like large parrots. Well, there's a parrot for adoption at Forever Paws in Fall River. However, he might not be for everybody. So first of all, this parrot has some health issues. And not like long-term issues, but I guess its previous owner was not feeding it the proper diet and it lost a lot of its feathers. And now that this bird, his name is Hendrix, now that Hendrix is in the care of Forever Paws and they're feeding him the proper foods, he's starting to grow back those feathers. So he should be in good shape. The previous owner had Hendrix for about 20 years, which is, you know, still a relatively young bird. These birds can live to be 50 or even older. So, you know, if you get Hendrix, it's a long-term commitment. And they want someone to adopt this bird. Now, it's $300 to adopt Hendrix. And I looked into getting a large bird. I thought that maybe that might be the pet for me. I decided against it. But before I got my cat, I was thinking about getting a parrot or something similar. And $300 is, you cannot find a bird for that price. They're a lot more than that. So it might be a good deal for someone who's been looking to get a parrot. However, as Forever Paws warns us, and you can read about this at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, adopting this bird is like adopting Samuel L. Jackson, because Hendrix's former owners apparently trained him to say some really bad words. And he just drops them out of nowhere. You never know when he's going to say them. He even uses slurs, according to Forever Paws. So, and I don't know enough about birds to know if that's something that you can train out of them. I don't know if that's, if that damage can be undone. I don't know if you can unring that bell. But he's a beautiful bird, and they're not even sure it's definitely a he, but the former owners refer to him as he, so that's why Forever Paws is. But I guess the only way to really be sure with birds is to do a blood test. So they haven't done that yet. So, you know, keep that in mind if you have other birds and you want to introduce this bird and you don't want to have a bunch of bird babies. This could be a female. They're not totally sure. But I kind of want to meet Hendrix. And so I reached out to Forever Paws and I said, can I come by and meet him and maybe film a little reel and we can put it up there for people to see? And they said, oh, well, we can do it. We can't guarantee he's going to say any of it when he comes there, because he kind of just does it when he wants to. But I was like, something tells me the minute he sees me, he'll start dropping some of those F-bombs. So, but you can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. When I saw that post, I said, we got to get this bird home. And Maddie Levine from Fun 107 does a fantastic job every week with our Wet Nose Wednesday posts, where every Wednesday she features an adoptable pet on the Fun 107 and WBSM websites. And we've been able to get homes for a lot of animals through this program over the last couple of years. But I said to her, I was like, Maddie, I'm not trying to steal your thunder here, but we can't wait till Wednesday to feature this bird. We got to find him a home right away. And again, I'd love to have him. I don't have the experience taking care of large birds. And now I have a cat. I don't think it would go well. Even if he could get along with the cat, I think the cat would be too curious about him. And Hendrix is a big boy. So my cat sticks his paw in that cage and Hendrix is going to do some damage. So we have joked about we should get him for the office pet, but I don't know that any of us here know how to take care of a large bird. Plus, wouldn't that be a really odd thing to have? You know, you just got him hanging around here. And then, you know, a client comes in for an interview, for a meeting. And all of a sudden, this bird just starts dropping slurs. I don't know if that's the best. See, if one of us does that, you can fire us. If the bird does that, hey, you're stuck with that bird for another 30, 40 years. You can't just fire the bird. So it's a fun story. And I'm glad that we get to end the week, you know, not only sharing such a fun story as that, but hopefully finding Hendrix a new home. So again, WBSM.com and the WBSM app if you want to find out more. And like I said, I'm going to try to go, unless somebody adopts him between now and the time I can get out there, I'm going to go meet Hendrix and I'll report back and maybe have a little video for you. But there's another story that Gazelle posted yesterday, that at Westport Elementary School yesterday, they held their field day. And I don't know about you, but field day, I remember going to some of my son's field days when he was in elementary school. I couldn't get to all of them because of my work schedule, but I remember getting to a couple of them. And, you know, my wife was always at them, my ex-wife now, but she was always at them. So he always had at least a parent rooting for him at field day. I don't remember my parents going to my field days very often, but that's because I had younger siblings. So I was the oldest of five, so they were home taking care of these other kids while I'm having my elementary school field days. I do remember they came to my field day when I was in first grade, though, because my mom went into labor, so they came and got me. But there were other parents at those field days. Like, it was always a thing that parents came to field days. Well, apparently yesterday at Westport Elementary, parents were not invited to field day. And so Gazelle reached out to the school department and received a response from Lori Mello, the executive assistant to the superintendent. And I'm just going to read you what the response was. So we understand the concerns from some families, and we're happy to provide some clarification. Field Day at our elementary and primary schools is a short, structured event, typically lasting about 2 hours, with students rotating through organized 10-minute activity stations. Due to several ongoing concerns, including existing restraining orders and general safety protocols, we are unable to accommodate visitors during this time. Additionally, in keeping with privacy expectations and state regulations, we must be mindful that not all children can be photographed or appear in public media. Allowing open access would make it difficult to ensure we are honoring those protections. This is not a new policy. We follow this format for the past few years to maintain a safe and inclusive environment for all students. We always appreciate our family's engagement and support, and we hope this provides some helpful context for your article. So that is a very interesting response for a couple of reasons. One, they pointed out, including existing restraining orders, and mentioning that some children cannot be photographed. That makes me think that there's specific students in the elementary school right now that need that level of protection from someone who might be looking for them, an estranged parent. It sounds like there's something going on there. Also, they're right. They're absolutely right. This is not the days of the 1980s or 90s when, you know, your parents or my parents went to field day and maybe dad brought the video camera and, you know, had that super close zoom in on you while you're doing the run where you hold the egg on the spoon. You know, it's not that. And then the only people that ever see that are your grandparents when they come over. Like, it's not that. This isn't, you know, your parents taking a bunch of photographs that then go into your scrapbook that nobody sees but you and your family. And maybe eventually your girlfriends, you know, years later when they want to embarrass you. It's not that. This is a different time period when people are there live streaming, when they're there taking photos that go on social media. And as they say, you don't have permission to take photographs of other people's children and put them up online. It's something that we deal with all the time here in the media if we go cover something. Like, for example, Jackson said to me last week, you know, when we went to the carousel, go up and take a bunch of pictures of the carousel. There's kids here on a field trip. And I said, I can't do that. And it's something that, you know, as a person, you don't think about. You're like, oh, that's going to be great. There's going to be photos of the kids enjoying the carousel. But you don't realize that, no, you can't publish photos of someone's kid without their permission. So it's a very complicated thing. So I think in this case, the school is actually right. As much as it's not a good thing for the parents to not be able to go enjoy field day, these protections need to be in place. And also, it's just field day. Let's take some phone calls. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Oh, just hanging in. It was very warm yesterday, though. I didn't put my AC on yet. Did you?
No, I still haven't even put them in the windows yet. I might this weekend just to have them ready in case I need them.
I know, because last night was tough sleeping without it.
Do you have a fan? Anyway.
Oh, yeah, but I don't. Those just push the air around. You that's know what true, I'm saying? Yeah. But I have the air conditioners. It's just that I'm still paying my other one.
Right. I don't want to. That's the whole reason I haven't put them in yet. I don't want to get that bill yet.
I usually don't put it in till July.
You might make it this year. Yeah, you might be able to you know, we had our little heat wave. Maybe it'll be more seasonable now.
But I like the weather. It's good. I went down the beach. It was nice at the beach. I went down there and I went in the water a couple of times. The water's a little cold, but I like it like that.
Yeah.
It's refreshing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can't say who won the thing, huh? I didn't try to go into it, the contest to go to the Venetian.
Oh, for the Eagles Flyway. I don't think the winner's been picked yet.
But it's all done, right?
The contest is over. Yeah, all the entries are over, but I haven't been notified of a winner yet.
I should have tried to go in on that. 'Cause you know why? they sent me the Venetian package because I used to go there a long time ago. Because I went to Mohegan, and then they sent me, because they all send one another your name to each other, these casinos. And years ago, I used to go to Mohegan, and then they sent me the Venetian, and I went. And then I didn't go because the flight is expensive. It was expensive anyway. This is quite a while back. So in the mail yesterday, I got, and I said, I should have tried to go in that contest because then I could have, because you gave the flight, right?
The flight was included. Yep. Airfare for two was included.
Guess what they gave me? Because I haven't been there in a long, long time. They gave me 5 complimentary nights in a luxurious suite. Last time I had a suite, $450 in slot play and $100 in dining credits.
Wow.
It's good from April 30th to December 30th. And it shows the Sphere in here. It looks nice.
Yeah, it really is an amazing venue. I want to get out there and see something there. I didn't get to see you two there, but I'll see something there someday.
It says that guy's coming that you like, Yankovic.
Oh, Weird Al? Yeah. No, that'd be a good show there.
And anyway, they show the new restaurant and the food and all this and that. And they redid it over. They show a picture of it. So I said to myself, you should have tried to go in that contest because that would have really went good together, right? Because you're giving two nights,
airfare for two and $500. Yeah.
I could have doubled that up. I could have used the 5 and the 2 nights would have made a week.
Well, I'll tell you this. It was such a successful contest. So many people played and so many people entered. We're definitely going to be doing more. And I'm sure that Las Vegas and the Sphere will be part of that because, you know, they're great to work with. So it could be that we'll do more contests like that.
Who, the Venetian's great to work with?
Well, with the Sphere. I don't know. I'm not the one that makes all the arrangements as to, you know, where they put everything in. But I know that the Sphere wants to be able to have more shows like this that we can fly people out to.
Oh, all right. I'll be listening to it then.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend.
I'll be listening to you now. So you're getting a parrot?
No. I'm not going to. But if I could, I would get this one because he swears.
A lot of them do. Do you still have, most of them do. Do you still have your fish? I got 2 bettas.
No, my fish passed away and I decided to not get a new one because the cat was just too obsessed with the fish tank. So now, you know, I'll just have the cat.
Is that cat being good now?
A little better. He's still a little wild, but, you know, not as attacky as he was before.
I can't believe when you said that he went right on your back.
Oh yeah. He's a wild man. He's a wild man.
Still wild.
That's all right though. I still love him.
Yeah, you got to have a pet. I got 2 bettas. They know, you know, they're not stupid. They, when they get ready to eat, I go up to the bowl, you know, and I talk to them. They dance around. I put the music on, and then they eat if they know that I'm giving them the food.
Oh, there you go. And isn't...
They're not stupid.
Do you play for them that song by The Who?
No, I play them. I just play music because I like music.
You got 2 of them, so you should play that song by The Who. You better, you better, you bet, right?
I don't know that one, but I did see The Who. I saw The Who live when I was young.
I'll try to play that song for you before the morning's over.
All right.
Okay. You have a nice weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye, Tim.
Bye. I got to take a break here, and then we'll come back, get the news, and then we're going to have the Gen X Files for you, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. Stay tuned.
A New York mother charged with child endangerment. An iconic record store closing its doors. And would you share your smartwatch data with your doctor?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Long Island woman will be arraigned today on child endangerment charges after allegedly leaving her child alone in the car.
Suffolk County police say the child was spotted by security guards at the Tanger Outlets in Deer Park late Thursday morning. Police arrived at the scene at about the same time as the mother, identified as 36-year-old Yesenia Pinilla, returned to the car. She was arrested. Authorities say the 21-month-old boy was alone for about 20 minutes while the vehicle was running. The boy was unharmed and released to his father. I'm Larry Kofsky.
7 Arkansas families are suing to block a new state law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in all public classrooms.
A federal lawsuit was filed Wednesday challenging the law, which was signed last April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and will go into effect in August. The complaint was filed by the ACLU and two other groups on behalf of families who are Jewish, non-religious, and Unitarian Universalists. One of the plaintiffs said the new law will infringe on the rights of parents and create a religiously coercive school environment. I'm Michael Kastner.
A new study shows almost everyone who wears a smartwatch to track activities is willing to share the data with a doctor to improve their health. The study shows 94% of people are okay with data sharing and that nearly half already have shared data. Researchers noted in the survey that about 4 in 10 adults wear a smartwatch, which could lead to more personal health care by reviewing the data on the watch. The study involved hundreds of people, with many in the U.S. A new pill that's taken once a week is showing promise for treatment of schizophrenia. Researchers at Lyndra Therapeutics, a spinoff from MIT, have successfully carried out stage 3 clinical trials on the drug, which seems to be as effective as managing symptoms and medications that have to be taken every day. The drug has been in development for over a decade. It's Friday the 13th, but maybe you'll be lucky if you play Mega Millions. Tonight's jackpot stands at $264 million. The cash option on that works out to about $117 million. Of course, walking away with all that cash won't be easy. Odds of winning the top prize are roughly 1 in $290 million.
Hi, Garth.
Hi.
Where's the clerk? I know. I'll use the May I Help You riff.
May I help you?
Yes, my good man. I'd like to have a look at this Fender Stratocaster, please.
If you want to visit the fictional Aurora, Illinois music store where Wayne and Garth shopped, you have only a month left to get there. The actual California music store where scenes from Wayne's World were shot announced it's closing down in mid-July after 78 years. The current owner of Castles Music in San Fernandino posted on Facebook that he's retiring after taking over the store 48 years ago. A special screening of Wayne's World is scheduled for July 10th at the store before it officially shuts down. How to Train Your Dragon, expected to fly to a fast start at the box office. The live-action remake projected to make between $70 and $80 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film will overtake Disney's Lilo and Stitch, which shook first 3 weeks in a row and has brought in $775 million worldwide. Meanwhile, Materialists is projected to make between $8 and $9 million in its debut.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox take on the Yankees at Fenway tonight. First pitch is set for 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Happy Friday. Hopefully your final day of the work week is off to a great start. I think Mother Nature is doing her very best to cooperate. Temperatures on either side of 60 degrees as we start the day. And by the end of the afternoon, we're around average. The coast in the low 70s. And as you head inland, we're looking at the mid to upper 70s around Bristol County. Not too shabby, especially considering, yeah, we have some clouds this morning, but we will see some sunshine by the afternoon. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
And welcome back in. We're going to be bringing you into the Gen X Files in just a few moments. Just a couple of reminders about some things. First of all, you heard mentioned that Stevie's Wine and Spirits was a sponsor of the news there. Don't forget, today is their big fourth anniversary, birthday, whatever you want to call it, celebration. And it's happening from 4 to 6. They're going to have all kinds of vendors there. They're going to have you spin the wheel to win prizes. There's going to be door prizes, all kinds of stuff going on. So in addition to the usual tastings that they'll have, all kinds of fun as well. I was actually there last night for the Japanese whiskey education event for the Rackhouse Club members, which was great. Bob did a fantastic job teaching us all about Japanese whiskey, and he's going to be there with some rum today. They're also going to have all kinds of other stuff for you to try. So come on by. I'll be there from 4 to 6. Stephanie's going to be there offering tarot card readings. And also, I think she's going to be helping out the Plymouth Bay Winery, too, with their tasting, too. But all kinds of great fun. 4 to 6 today at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Come on by. Have some fun. Help celebrate their birthday. Get yourself some good deals on some great stuff for the weekend. Maybe you want to get a bottle of something to bring home for Dad. Grab me. I will make all the suggestions that you need. I've tried a lot of things in that store, and I can definitely help you find the right gift for your dad. I mean, so can the staff, the people that actually work there too, but I can do that too. So it's all happening again, 4 to 6 today at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Hope to see you over there. All right. Now it is time to go back into the world of the 80s and 90s with the Gen X Files.
The Gen X Files.
I just said that. Well, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Happy birthday, Captain America. Massachusetts' own Chris Evans turns 43 today. He still looks just like Buddy Holly. Weezer lead singer Rivers Cuomo is 54. This one's going to hurt some of us here. The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, turned 38 years old today. And one of the biggest stars of the 90s, TV and movie star Tim Allen, is 71. And on a local perspective here, but I guess also a national one as well, TikTok megastar, South Coast native, and former WBSM intern Michaela Noguera is 26 today. Happy birthday, Michaela. In 1983 was the launch, well, actually it was launched in 1972, but on this date in 1983, Pioneer 10 crossed the orbit of Neptune and became the first man-made object to leave our solar system. On this date in 1986, Rodney Dangerfield went back to school. The movie debuted in theaters and went on to become the second highest grossing comedy of 1986, behind only the mega hit Crocodile Dundee. In 1987, Atlantic Star hit the top of the pop charts with Always, the group's only number one song, and it came off their seventh album. It took seven albums for them to have a number one hit. And we just lost Atlantic Star founder and singer Wayne Lewis earlier this week at the age of 68. On this day in 1994, a jury in Anchorage, Alaska, blamed recklessness by Exxon and Captain Joseph Hazelwood for the Exxon Valdez disaster, allowing victims of the oil spill to seek $15 billion in damages. It was June 13th, 2012, when TNT launched its revival of the iconic television series Dallas. A sequel to the original series that ran for 14 seasons on CBS, the revival itself lasted three seasons, following the next generation of the wealthy Ewing family. That's the X-Files for June 13th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where you can sample up the six different flavors of their homemade ice cream. And make sure you ask Matt what makes McGraw's chocolate chip ice cream so different and so much better than all the rest. All right. That is your Gen X Files. And looking forward to continuing on with what has become many people's favorite segment of the program, including mine. I love putting that together each day and finding all the fun stories to talk about. And hopefully that leads you to maybe share some of that info around the water cooler at work or something. All right, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in with some of the things we've been talking about today. It is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Stop by and get yourself some D's for lunch, maybe. Get their two hot dogs, chips, and a drink combo for $5. Or maybe you want to bring Dad over there for Father's Day. Get him one of those baked bean-topped hot dogs. Get him the baked bean and bacon. Dads love beans, right? I know I do. And I'm a dad, so it must be true. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, I didn't know you had a Gen X spot. Is that all the time now?
Every morning after the 7:30 news.
Well, how come this is the first time I've heard it?
You probably were out walking or doing something else.
Yeah, I don't listen to the whole show when I'm out because there's cars, trucks, buses, and everything else. So anyway, it's nice and sunny right now. It was great out. I went to Pine Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice. I met an elderly man that I hadn't seen for a long, long time. He rides his bike. He's about 85 now, and he's always with that bike, and I hadn't been going there that often like I used to, and I saw him. He goes, "Hey, you're still alive." I said, "You too." It was nice to see him. He's on a bike, and I'm not, because I don't have one. Anyway, Karen Reed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for her because I think she was taken for a very long ride. It's almost over now. Closing arguments on Monday, and right from there they're going straight to deliberations. The judge, that's one good thing I like that she said.
I thought they were doing closings today.
Is it today?
I think they're doing closings today. I believe I read a story this morning that said the judge said that each side gets an hour and 15 minutes because they want to be able to turn it over to the jury. There's going to be about an hour of jury instructions after that, and then they want to turn it over to the jury today so they at least have some time to deliberate before the end of the day.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I recall it now that you said it. I'm happy, though, because I follow the polls, and it's like 86 or 87% now for not guilty. So if they don't find they're not guilty, what kind of a jury is that? The state is completely ignoring the evidence, the science about the dog bites and all. That's pathetic.
Here's kind of the hang-up in that, Mary. So all those polls were answered by people that have seen the extraneous coverage around this. So the problem is the 12 people that are on the jury, or you know, the 16 people that'll be 12 that vote, they only can make their decision based on what was presented to them in court. So all the things that all the people that voted in that poll have access to are things that the jury can't bring into making their decision unless that was brought up in court. So it kind of narrows the focus a little bit of how they can deliberate.
I understand that. And a lot of times I've missed certain sessions of the court. I just can't be on the internet all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So I did miss a lot. The first trial I did, I practically saw all of it. This one here, I have to say that I missed some of it. But I still think, the cops over there, they got away with so much. There's so many holes in that story. How could anybody be 100% sure and lock that girl up? I'm happy for her. She's getting away with it. I hope she gets away. I hope she walks away. All the book deals and the movies and whatever she gets, she deserves it. I know she loved that man. She would have never planned to kill him. I don't believe that. And the last thing, because I know where it was, I called yesterday, and I called too late, and it was already, I thought you had a minute or two left, and I was wrong. The news came on, and you were gone. But I did try. I was on the line.
I did see it, and I felt bad, but I had those commercials I had to run at the end.
Yeah. I live through stuff like that. I understand it. Believe me, I was too late. Not my fault. But the last thing is that bird. Okay, now, that bird belongs with me, whether you believe it or not, and only because he likes the words that I like, and it's terrible for a bird to do that, but this is what he learned, where he was coming from. My niece had an African gray, and you wouldn't believe what came out of that bird. It was just so bad. And then I have another friend that has a bird that looks just like that one in the picture with all the colors and everything. And that one had some bad things to say, too. But I hope that bird goes to a very good home. And I'm only wondering why somebody would give the bird up to It must have been a good reason.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons people have to give up these birds. Usually it's because, you know, they get older and they can't take care of the bird.
Yes, they do.
And they can't find somebody in the family that wants to take on the responsibility because they're not easy to care for.
No, and those birds can live longer than you.
Yep. So this particular type of parrot can live 30 to 50 years or longer.
Yes. And do you know they can go for as high as $500?
Oh, even more than that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm using 500, but I know you're not going to get anything under that.
There was, when I was looking into getting one, they told me there's one particular one that I was interested in. They told me that they're $700.
Oh, wow.
And usually when you get, when you get an adult bird that already knows some things and things like that, you can pay over $1,000.
Well, at least they're being honest about, because when you have a filthy mouth like I do, it's kind of hard to not let a word slip even on the radio. So many times I've come very close, but I got my Stella and I'm happy with her. She's doing very good because she had an infection and she bounced right back so well. I'm so happy about that. She's eating good and jumping on me all night long, not letting me sleep. I love it all. And I'm glad for your Apollo, too, because you said he jumps on you. That's love. That's real love right there.
And we've probably taught our cats a few words, too. They just don't have the ability to repeat them.
Yeah, it's a doggone good thing, because Stella would be number one with that mouth.
All right.
And before I hang up, I'm going to say good morning to Charmaine. I heard you out there. You have two better fishes. Good for you. But nothing's going to beat my kitty. No, no, no. All right. Have a great weekend. Not too many sandwiches and all that.
Oh, definitely not. You as well.
I know you're going to have a real good weekend. The way that you're hipping and hopping and bouncing in and out of Stevie's Wine and Liquors. Now, look, I'm getting ready to do an ad about Steve's Wine and Liquors because you're doing it so much, I'm hearing it in my sleep.
Hey.
They must be paying big bucks for that ad.
They're big-time sponsors of the program, so.
I know they are. All right. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
And and what's great about Stevie's, too, is that it's not, it's more about the sense of community that they foster over there. So even if you're not somebody who purchases alcoholic beverages, like, stop in there and make a donation to the Fairhaven Veterans Center. They always have a basket in there where they're collecting donations for the veterans. People I saw somebody dropped off a box of K-Cup coffees for them. You know, anything that you want to donate to the veterans at the Fairhaven Veterans Center, they always have a donation bucket going at Stevie's. So things like that. You know, we're always happy to support great people doing great things in the community. All right, I've got to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments. And as we are talking about things to do with the schools, and we will talk about that more in the next hour, got to remind you that Tremblay Bus Company is looking to hire bus drivers for the next school year. Whether you want to be a bus driver, a van driver, a monitor, they need it all. All you have to do to apply is go to tbcbus.com. That's TBCBus for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. And even if you don't have a CDL, they're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So find out more about all of the great work you can do for Tremblay Bus Company and how to apply at tbcbus.com. Let's take a phone call here before I got to get one more break in. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I'd like to wish my grandson, Thomas, a very happy 18th birthday. He's also known as Thomas Thunder. Look him up.
Yes.
He's quite the musician. So happy birthday, Thomas, and better known as Thomas Thunder.
And,
thank you.
And I still plan on writing a story about him at some point. We'll definitely have to connect and do that.
I know. I'm so proud of him. He's doing so well. Second year at Berklee College of Music, as well as a lot of his latest album, Obsession, has been published. So we're very proud of Thomas.
Well,
so
we all are as well. Give him our birthday wishes as well.
I shall. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
All right. We got to take one more break here before the end of this hour. We will be back in a few moments. That song goes out to Shawneen because she says she has two bettas. So you betta, you betta, you bet. Get it? See, there you go. Anyway, yeah, that's a dad joke, but that's all right. It's Father's Day weekend. I can make all the dad jokes I want, and there's nothing anybody can do to stop me.